One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hillbilly Horror Stories presents Eerie Encounters.
I'm a skeptic of the paranormal, always have been and always will be. However, this is a story from my childhood that I remembered and need to tell. As a kid, I used to be obsessed with World War II. I would collect items and made it a passion of mine. One day, I had some money and I visited a local surplus store. I saw an authentic U.S. M1 helmet. It was on the shelf, and I hadn't seen it there before. It was covered in dirt. It was even damaged. These can often go for a lot of money. I asked the owner how much it was, and he reluctantly said $20, which surprised me. When I asked why this was, he pulled it down off the shelf to reveal brown, crusted material inside, and a bullet hole through the temple area of the helmet, with no exit hole. He explained it had been dug up by a metal detector in Germany. Being a stupid child, I bought it. I had no thoughts or fears about it. I just thought it was cool. After a week of having it in my possession, I began to have horrific nightmares, mainly involving visions of death. My parents would report constant yelling in my sleep. Having no prior mental health issues or genetic predispositions, I was brought to a therapist. No conclusion was reached, and the nightmares continued every day until about 2 months later. I decided to sell the helmet to afford a new backpack. The nightmares stopped the day that it left my possession. Not once during this time did I assume the helmet had anything to do with it until years later, accidentally stumbling across accounts from veterans describing cursed war trophies and battlefield items affecting their lives. Please do not take items from dead bodies. That story was sent anonymously. Hello everyone, my name is Haley and I'm 35 years old. I've always been a little bit different. I've been sort of drawn to darker things. When I was 9 years old, my parents and I moved into a new house. One day, after about 2 weeks of living in the house, my parents were out at dinner, and they left me home alone. It was probably about 5 or so in the afternoon. I got up to get a snack, and when I walked out of my room and into the hall, I saw it for the first time. It looked like a woman, about 5 feet tall. It was wearing a plain black t-shirt and black pants. It was barefoot, it had long reddish-black hair, and its skin was sort of bluish-gray in color. Its eyes were white, with vertical pupils like a reptile. And at first, I was very surprised, and it was just standing there staring at me. I stepped towards it. It curled up on the floor like it was terrified of me. I told it that it didn't have to be afraid of me, and I didn't mean it any harm. It looked up at me and it smiled. I noticed that it had very sharp teeth. It looked so happy when I spoke to it, then it just disappeared. I didn't say a word about it to my parents, but when I went to bed that night, and I was laying in the bed just thinking about it, when I heard a noise. The noise sounded like someone lightly tapping on the wall with their fingers. I sat up. I saw the creature standing in the corner of my room, staring at me. I waved at it, and it smiled at me and waved back. Then I asked it what it wanted, and it just pointed at me. I asked if it wanted to hurt me, and it shook its head no. I then asked if it liked me, and it shook its head yes, then disappeared. From then on, I would see it on a daily basis, just standing in random places. It would always smile and wave at me. Sometimes at night, I would feel what felt like a body push itself into me. This would happen while I was in the bed and while I was sleeping. Sometimes I would feel what felt like a hand on my shoulder or my back. I did some research and I started leaving it shiny things as offerings, and it really seemed to like this. Then I noticed that I would see it outside the house in random places. When I got into college, I continued to leave offerings for it and would see it from time to time. I got a boyfriend in college who turned out to be very abusive. The abuse turned physical, and one day he cornered me up against the wall of my apartment. I'm a very small girl. I'm 4'11" and about 100 pounds. He was a bigger guy, probably 6'5" and close to 250 pounds. He had me pinned against the wall when we both heard a loud, deep growl, and then he suddenly pulled away from me like he was in pain. He took his shirt off, and he had 3 scratches on his back that were bleeding. He looked at me and was ghost white, then he put his shirt back on and left. I never heard from him again. Now I'm happily married, I have a 5-year-old daughter. I still see the entity, and I still leave offerings for it. My husband has seen it, and so has my daughter. It seems to be really protective over my daughter as well. If any of you have any ideas as to what this entity is, please let me know. This story was sent from Haley Ladd. I've only spoken to a few close friends about this experience, and my parents don't really quite believe me. When I was about 12 years old, me and my 2 younger brothers and my 2 younger cousins were playing outside at night. Our cousins came over to see us, and all the adults were inside the home. We lived in a small trailer park in Texas at the time, and it was built either on top of or near indigenous land. We played outside a lot at that time, and there was a street light that shone over part of the road that we were playing on, so it didn't feel so creepy. I looked down the road where a white house sat, and next to it was a garage, and next to that was the forest. There was a lot of forest in this area. Then I saw something coming out of the forest. I thought it was a wolf for a brief moment. Then I felt my heart sink when I saw its distorted-looking, long, thin limbs and uncanny way that it moved. It brought tears to my eyes. It had a long head and a small mouth, like a horse. It was tan in color and was extremely thin. It had no tail whatsoever. I grabbed my cousins and I told them to look where I was pointing and asked if they could see it too or if I was just crazy. They had a terrified look on their faces and said, "Yes." I looked over at where I saw the creature. It got up and started walking on its 2 hind legs. It moved in such a freaky way. It began to climb the garage with ease, I might add. This thing had to have been around 8 to 10 feet tall while standing on its back legs. I then ordered everyone to run inside. I told the adults what we saw, and they didn't believe us for whatever reason. I assume they thought it was our imaginations. Anyways, I haven't seen those cousins since that encounter due to family issues. I've searched over the internet many times trying to find a sighting report or image that resembles this creature, to which I've had no luck finding. So now I'm turning to you guys. Let me know, please, if you know anything about what we saw that night or have seen anything like it. The story was sent by Snoo Calculations.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is 1 mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
We moved into our first home in February of 2016. It was an old home built in the early 1900s in the historic part of town. I loved it. All of the hand-carved woodwork and the glass doorknobs with skeleton locks, it was exactly what I wanted, and it was perfect for me and my husband. I was 22 and he was 27 at the time. I was 3 months pregnant with our first, and we were so excited to start our family. As we got settled in, we noticed that the house was very noisy. I rarely have my home quiet due to having tinnitus, and always needing some kind of background noise to drown it out. On the rare occasion that the house was quiet, there was always lots of creaking and moving, mostly coming from the loft-style attic that we had. We shook it off to the house settling and being old. At least that's what my dad always told us. So we moved on. Spring came, and we were scrambling to get ready for the baby. The house needed a lot of work, but we were determined to get it done. The first major encounter was on a beautiful spring day. It was the weekend, and my husband and I were spending our day off working on the house. I was cleaning the kitchen, and he was working on my car in our detached garage. The way this home was built, you could see the detached garage from the window that's above the kitchen sink. So I would glance out every now and then to see what he was up to. A little time had passed, and I hadn't looked out at him. I started doing the dishes when I heard him walk in the living room towards the kitchen. I could feel his presence, and without turning back, I said, "Hey, babe." No answer. Wondering why he hadn't answered me, I looked back over my shoulder, only to be met with a dark silhouette of a man standing between the living room and the kitchen. In the blink of an eye, the figure was gone. Unsure of what I had just seen, I yelled through the window for my husband, who was still in the garage. He came in, and I frantically told him that someone was in the house. Immediately, he went and grabbed his weapon and checked all over the house. Nothing was there. In all of the years that we lived in that house, not once did my husband ever see this entity. I saw him all the time, out of the corner of my eye, peeking around the corners, but more than anything, I saw him looking into the living room from the staircase that led to the attic. In the beginning, he frightened me, but after a while, I got used to him being there. I even spoke to him sometimes, telling him that I'm okay if he stays in the attic, and asking him to leave my baby alone. He seemed to have agreed, since in the 5 years my son lived there, he never saw him. When we went to sell our house, the realtor brought us some historical information that she found regarding the house and our neighborhood. We found out that our house and our neighbor's house was built by brother and sister. Our home was the brothers. Their last name was the same as our current neighbor, so I figured he was probably more than likely a descendant. I asked him one day, and he told me that the sister was his mom, and his uncle owned our home. He said that he was a kind man who lived alone and he died in the home many years ago. I asked him about the attic, and he said that that was his uncle's favorite place in the home. He kept all of his trinkets and projects up there and would spend hours working on things. I didn't tell him that I believed the house was haunted, as he didn't seem like the type who would believe me. Our home was listed and it sold within the same day. Sometimes I wonder about the man in the attic. if the new owners are nice to him or if he even noticed his presence. I hope they will give him his space, as they were only passerbys in the home like we once were. This story was sent by Therapy Chick. I'm curious if others have a person in their lives that seems to be haunted. Growing up, we all assumed it was our houses. But now that I'm older and not living with my mom, the unexplained stuff has mostly stopped. Same for all of my sisters. But no matter where my mom lives, no matter who she's with, she's got something with her. And it's not nice, whatever it is. I'll occasionally hear or see things that aren't normal. I figure there is some type of residual energy in most places, but every single time I've visited my mom or spoken to my youngest sister, something is going on or has recently gone on. From hearing people talk one room away to watching people walk through the trees in her front yard, I fully believe it's her, not her choices of homes. Has anyone else met or experienced someone that's haunted like this? That story was sent anonymously. Today, I was putting some heavy boxes away in a closet, and my husband and I clearly heard a meow at the same time. I turned around and looked at him. He told me that our cat that had passed away 10 years ago, that his collar and tag were in the bottom of the box. He must be letting us know that he's aware of my husband's terminal cancer. That story was sent by Linda. You have been listening to Hillbilly Horror Stories Presents Eerie Encounters. If you have an eerie encounter that you would like read on the show, please send it to hillbillyhorrorstories@gmail.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.